You're listening to the Union of Muscle podcast, where muscle meets information and inspiration.
Levanta, fuertemente y prospero. Levanta, y prospero.
The views presented here may or may not be those of the host, guest, Union of Muscle, Black Hat Management, or its affiliates. Any information in this podcast should first be reviewed by the corresponding professional, whether that's medical, financial, or legal, before applying it to your life. Listen up, all you fitness freaks, geeks, and athletes. Stop working out with pain. Use my favorite pain reliever cream, Rubber Arm Muscle Rub. Save 10% when you order at www.myrubberarm.com and type in the coupon code MUSCLE1. Are you a certified nutritionist or dietitian? Then send resume and proof of certification to CoachPaul@unionofmuscle.com. That's CoachPaul@unionofmuscle.com to start earning some additional cash for approving and writing health plans. Do you work in health and fitness or want to? Go to www.unionofmuscle.com and check out our affiliate program. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and comment. Well, it's Monday. Monday's one of my favorite days of the week. Why? Well, I get to talk with you guys out there. And it's when the whole world is waking up. The world is waking up from their weekends, from all their activities, and they're getting ready to make a difference in the world. So I wanted to bring you guys a few things that can kind of hopefully shake off the weekend and help you get going for a new week. And it is some things I've been thinking about that are both never too early to start and never too late to get into. Three main things I want to focus on: skincare, stretching, and exercise, of course. So it's never too early to look into skincare. Now, all of us are going to be exposed to the sun's rays, so it's never really too early to start looking at how to protect our skin from the sun. Now, there's a lot of people in fitness who enjoy tanning, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you can't, of course, use a slight SPF for sun protection when you do tan, to kind of try to reduce maybe how harsh that is on your skin. Next, of course, when you're getting exposed to the sun, is you do want to look at rehydrating your skin afterwards. That you can either do this through both ways, of course, is rehydrating through drinking of liquids and also then maybe applying some type of lotion. Now, I know as guys, we don't like to apply lotion too often. You know, I'm not the biggest fan, but if you're wanting to maintain healthy skin, want to maintain a youthful look your whole life, start thinking about applying some lotions. Now, it doesn't have to be girly lotions. It can be masculine type lotions. It doesn't have to smell all girly if you don't want it to. It doesn't have to be thick and oily. You can find some that aren't as oily. And of course, you do want to make sure that you're getting the right kind. So especially for your face, that's what's going to keep you that young look. I know I get people asking me a bit about what I do to keep myself looking young. And that's one thing that I've been willing to start early, is that when I'm exposed to a lot of sun, I do try to find a good moisturizer, something with CQ10, something like that, to moisturize. I even have an aftershave right now that has it in it. So I kind of use that, along the way, and kind of that's my little cheat, to applying lotion to my face, is I actually get it in an aftershave lotion with, I think it's a Nevia with CoQ10 or something like that. It's a good place to start. Also, hands. My dad, my uncles, their hands get cracked in the winter and can sometimes, they're really rough and they can end up bleeding. And maybe you think it's not manly to have, to put lotion on your hands, to have soft hands. Well, it's not too manly to have bleeding hands and that you can't move your hands, because if you do, they're going to crack and bleed to death. So another thing it's never too late to do is to start, or never too early to do, is to start looking at how you're going to protect your hands, maintain your hands, I get a little bit of dry skin around my knuckles in the wintertime, especially, and after I like washing my hands quite a bit. So I just start adding a little, just a touch of lotion to the knuckles. It doesn't have to be a lot. You don't have to bathe in it, but it's just a great way to start. And of course, your face, you know, wash your face. Some say you actually have to do it twice. So once to just kind of get off the gunk and another to get down to a bit more of the dirt that's been sitting there. So twice each in the morning and night. So, you know, you splash some water on. If you want to use a light soap, you can do that, in the morning and then at night. I enjoy doing it in the morning, especially because it kind of helps me revive, you know, wake up a little bit, so I can get going for the day. Another thing that it's never too early to start and never too late to get into is stretching. Stretching is just so important when you're young to increase flexibility. So that way, the longer of your life, you're going to have a tendency to reduce your flexibility. So you want to start off young, as long as you can, doing exercises. But just because you didn't when you were younger doesn't mean it's not too late. It's never too late to start stretching, especially if you work out. I do some epic stretching, I like to call it. Maybe it helps me, maybe not. It's probably just regular stretching, but I like to call it epic stretching. After a workout, I focus on an upper body stretch routine. And on the days I do upper body type workouts, especially the shoulders, and it's been helping me a lot. I had a few crank ups in the rotator cuff, but by adding in some stretching exercises afterwards, I've really done a great job in reducing that strain, that tension, so now I can keep lifting strong to prosper. So I do encourage an epic stretching routine. You can get into yoga. It's never too early, never too late to get into yoga or to get into stretching. I think it's that much more important to, even if right now you don't feel like you need to stretch, that you're okay, it's a good habit to get into. Because later on, you might need to do it a little bit more. And it's good to maintain that habit. Also, if you're a coach, if you're a trainer, if you're anyone in the fitness industry and you want to be able to tell people to stretch, that it's good for them, it's important that you have the credibility by doing it yourself to be able to tell them how to do it, tell them to do it, and encourage them to do so. If they never see you stretch out, how are you going to tell them to do it? And I think that's a very important part. If you're a coach, if you're a trainer, you should include that in the routines that you're teaching your people, is the stretching out. And remember, all you fitness freaks, geeks, and athletes, if you need a coach, go on to our website, www.unionofmuscle.com, click on our coaching tab, and find a coach that works best for you. Exercise in general, it's never too early and it's never too late. Of course, you want to make it appropriate for the age that you're at. You know, little babies probably shouldn't be deadlifting a lot of weight, nor the elderly. So you do want to gear the exercise to the appropriate age. I think body weight exercises are a great way to go starting out. Push-ups, sit-ups, curl-ups. You know, get them out on the monkey bars, you know, start to really get them used to some physical activity when they're young. So that way, and it's good that you set that example with them, help them, show them. It's never too early to start showing them good form for good exercise. It's never too late to start exercising. If you've been slouching it your whole life, it's never too late to start. In fact, you might even do better than someone the same age as you who's been doing it their whole life because you don't have the wear and tear. Now, it's never too early and it's never too late to work on form when you're exercising, to get better at form. If you can get form down early on in your life, then you're that much better at building more effective muscle, or building muscle more effectively, than if you don't have good form. And it's never too late to start. Yeah, you're probably going to drop down the amount of weight that you're pushing when you switch over to good form, but it's better for you. It's safer for you. You're going to be able to lift longer and lift stronger if you're lifting with good form. It's never too early, never too late. Gym etiquette. It's never too early and it's never too late to start with gym etiquette. Gym etiquette, it's how we respect other people and respect ourselves in the gym. You don't want to go around looking for a weight that's in the wrong place. You don't want to end up grabbing different weights that weigh differently just because they've been put in the wrong place. You could hurt somebody, you could hurt yourself. So it's good to put the weights back where you found them. It's good to clean up after yourself. It's good to be courteous. If you want to work out on a machine, go ahead, ask. Say, hey, can I work in with you? If someone else wants to work in, you or ask you if you're done, you can say, hey, you know, I might not be done yet, but you're welcome to work in with me. It's okay to ask people to work in. I think that's an appropriate thing to do. I think that's proper gym etiquette. Be willing to spot others in the gym. You might need a spot one day, you know, but always try to respect someone else's workout that they're in, just like you want your workout to be respected. It's an important part of gym etiquette. You don't want to do anything that retracts from your workout. You don't want anyone to detract from your workout. So it's good that you respect that and don't do anything to retract from theirs as well. So it's never too early and it's never too late to get into gym etiquette. So I guess this is another short episode, but I'm sure you guys love that anyways. Just a short, quick thing to help you get going for the week, this great Monday, or whatever day of the week you're having to listen to this. Go ahead and shake off the drudgery that you think the week might have for you. Get a little bit excited that you can accomplish some things, because it's never too early and it's never too late to lift strong and prosper.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and comment.
Do you work in health and fitness or want to? Go to www.unionofmuscle.com and check out our affiliate program.
Are you a certified nutritionist or dietitian? Then send resume and proof of certification to coachpaul@unionofmuscle.com. That's coachpaul@unionofmuscle.com to start earning some additional cash for approving and writing health plans.
To get rid of those pesky ingrown hairs and back knee, use Earthskin's Rejuvenating Exfoliant. Visit www.earthskinbodycare.com and enter in the coupon code MUSCLE1 for 10% off.
You have been listening to the Union Podcast. All rights are reserved by the content's creators.